You're on The Burt Show.
Jen Hobby, explain what The Burt Show's summer reading list is.
Well, basically every summer when you were growing up as a student, you got a summer reading list. You had to get through certain books and you had to, just check all of those off of your list before you started the school year. And I think that kind of continues because for me, summertime is about reading and you can lay by the pool and read your book, or you're traveling a lot more en route and in transit, you're reading a lot more often, even if you're not a typical reader. So we are coming up with book suggestions for each other for our summer reading list. And then hopefully those of you listening might find something cool to read too.
My attitude towards books, I think, is a lot like movies. Like with a movie, you've got the first 20 minutes to make me sit in that chair for the next hour and a half. And if not, I don't care that I just spent the $10 on a ticket. I am getting out of that movie theater.
A book involves more time and effort, though. Like, I will get through a bad book.
I won't.
And I'll be annoyed by it.
Really?
I'll be two-thirds of the way through a terrible book and go, God, why did I even start this?
No, it's got 30 pages to grip me, and if not, then I'm moving on to the next bad book.
I have a hard time with nonfiction and getting through it. If I'm bored by nonfiction, I cannot finish the book. But if it's fiction, I'll push my way through.
I'm already having a hard time with Jeff's pick for me, the dictionary.
Yeah.
So what letter are you on?
What'd you
get? It's just boring.
Yeah.
Like, who wants to read about words? No, like, I want a story.
Of course you do. I don't think he really expected you to read the whole dictionary, huh?
Did you really start?
I did.
What'd you get
to? Like an apple.
But you knew the definition of apple, right?
Of course. Okay.
All right, so we all have our names in a hat here.
The D's are great.
Can't wait.
I love the D's.
Jen, you're going to go first this morning.
Okay.
Okay?
You ready?
Do your thing.
Okay. So for Bert, I picked for you The Shack. Have you read this yet?
I started to read it, but it didn't. It was one of those books that in the first 15 pages didn't grip me, so I put it back down.
I think you got to pick it back up again. It's
okay.
It's William P. Young, and it's a really beautiful presentation of the Trinity. And I think reading it will bring you closer in faith to your wife.
Okay.
And I think it's a really neat way to learn about it and maybe get deeper into your faith.
Okay, I'll give it a try. I can't remember exactly what it was in those first 15 pages, but I just wasn't feeling it. You loved it, Jeff?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
read it too. Yeah, it was good.
Okay.
And I picked all books that I have definitely read before because there was like a personal connection to them. So for Melissa, I chose Eat, Pray, Love from Elizabeth Gilbert.
I have not read that.
It is one of my very favoritest books, and I think it's going to make you want to travel despite your fear of flying.
Okay.
Because cool. She goes to Italy, India, and Indonesia.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a version of that book that's Eat, Pray, Love, Sleep? Or Eat, Sleep, Pray, Sleep, Love, Sleep?
Yes. That'll be Melissa's version.
Sleep, 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 sleep.
Or I mean, Sleep, Sleep, Love, Sleep.
Seriously, if you could get a lot of sleep, would you complain? No.
For Jeff, I chose Their Eyes Were Watching God by Zora Neale Hurston. Jeff's really well read, and I thought you wouldn't have already read this.
No, I haven't even heard of it.
She's a Florida author, and it was one of my high school favorites.
Go Noles!
No, it was high school.
Go Gators!
No, definitely not. Don't say that. So it's called Their Eyes Were Watching God. And then for Wendy, I picked Are You There, God? It's Me, Chelsea, because it's a Chelsea Handler novel. It's really funny, and I don't think it's going to scare Wendy further away from reading.
Oh, yeah, good. She hates reading books.
Yeah, I haven't read a good book in a long time.
When is the last time you read a book cover to cover?
Oh, a long time.
Oh, I said it wrong. It's Are You There, Vodka? It's Me, Chelsea. I wrote Are You There, God? Because it was based on the Judy Blume book. But it's Are You There, Vodka? It's Me, Chelsea.
We talking about really 5 years? We talking about 7 years? We talking about high school?
Five since years. I read a really, really good book.
Well, this one's really funny, and you'll laugh out loud the whole time. And
yay.
I read this in Mexico a couple years ago. I went on vacation by myself and literally was sitting on the beach by myself laughing out loud. People thought I had lost my mind when I was reading that book. So
I love
the
title.
I think you'll enjoy it. And then I chose for Tracy, The Other Boleyn Girl. It's a really wonderful story. I think she would like that because it's...
What's it about?
Was that a movie?
That was a movie.
Henry the Eighth.
Right? Oh, it's going to be so good.
King Henry the Eighth.
Mm-hmm.
It is a movie or was it?
It's about
a movie?
The life of Anne Boleyn.
Mm-hmm.
And then also for Carl, I picked Call Me Ted. It's a Ted Turner book by Ted Turner and Bill Burke. And it's a look into the mind and life of Ted Turner. And I think that Carl will be inspired to be his own mogul.
Okay, cool.
When he reads it. And
I can see that.
For Joanna, I picked The Five Love Languages because I think it's a must for young engaged
couples.
She only needs one. Shut up.
Yeah. Just, it's about me.
Yeah. She needs...
But I think the five love languages is definitely like a must for married couples.
Okay.
Figure out what your love language is and what your partner's love language is. And you learn to speak each other's language, because sometimes couples miss each other because, mm-hmm. like, say, for instance, you are a person who does acts of service. So you're always doing acts of service for your partner, but mm-hmm. they are somebody who's like physical touch and they want affection. But you're kind of missing each other because you're given affection and they're given acts of service and you're not understanding that you're trying to love each other. So anyway, it's a really good book. And I think Joanna and her fiance, Jason, should read it.
A lot of people swear by that book. Mm-hmm. I hear that one over and over and over again.
It's a good one.
All right, Melissa, we'll have time to do yours right now also.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to start with Wendy.
All right.
Wendy, I am going to get, because you need to develop your sense of money, okay? Because we always talk about how you have a fear of asking for a raise and how you, I don't know, I think that your whole value and how economics works. But of course, reading a textbook or some, you know, boring book on economics is going to be, you know, put you to sleep. So I have chosen for you Freakonomics by Stephen Levitt.
Okay.
Because this book is a way to talk about how money works and how business works, but in a way that's not going to bore you.
Yay, thanks.
It's way less boring than the dictionary.
And I'm showing you a little more respect than you reading the dictionary.
You know what?
I was trying to help.
I was coming from a place of love and concern.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, Jeff, next for you. This is a book I think that you'll find fascinating because I did, and it is called In the President's Secret Service by Ronald Kessler.
Oh, cool.
And it is about... It is interviews with former Secret Service agents and what their job was like and what the presidents who they protected, what their lives were like and what their personalities were like. So not every president is shown in a good light in this book.
Does it talk about the first ladies also protecting them as well? Okay, because that's a pretty interesting part too.
Yes, and it goes all the way up to George W. So it is awesome.
I think I read an
book.
Excerpt of that, but never knew the name of it. And thought that'd be cool. Nice
In the President's Secret Service by Ronald Kessler. Great book.
Good call, Carter.
When I lived in D.C., I know a lot of those Secret Service guys that I was friendly with used to talk a lot of crap about Hillary Rodham Clinton. They did not like her at all, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they said she was nasty.
There'll be other people in there that will shock you more than that.
Okay.
Because I think her personality, you could see where she would just be all, you know, she's going to tell it like it is. But there's some, like, let's say, presidents from near here that aren't shown in a good light in this book.
Oh, really? Really?
Yeah. Jen, because we both have a women's studies background, I'm not sure if you've read this book before, but Reading Lolita in Tehran. Have you?
Oh, I've seen it, but I haven't ever picked it up.
It's basically a book about educating girls in Iran. And
awesome.
So it's called Reading Lolita in Tehran by Azar Nafisi. I hope I'm saying her name correctly. And
awesome.
Bert.
It's the guy who hosted the VMAs, right?
And Bert, my book selection for you is because you're very intense about success, and that is what you focused your life on. So I've chose The Tipping Point for you. I'm not sure if you read this book yet.
Mm-hmm. It's a good
by
one.
Malcolm Gladwell. So it will kind of help. It helps kind of explain how other people have gained success and kind of what the secrets are.
That's a jacked up
tipping
book.
Point.
It's basically going to say, hey, you're too late to be successful. Is that the one where it tells you everything you have to do as a kid in order to be a superstar?
There's a part of it that talks about being an expert at something, yes. But you don't have to be a kid to do that.
I read that and I'm like...
You can pass it on to my kids.
Yeah, but you don't have to just be a kid to do it.
I read that and there's a chapter in there about like all house superstar athletes. It's determined that you're going to be a superstar athlete by the time you're 8 years old. And I'm like, why the hell am I reading this at 30? This is a jacked up book.
All of our book suggestions for each other. Hopefully you find something in there that you might find attractive.
Listen, it's The Bert Show.